Jacob wore a solemn expression of countenance, and he seemed from his looks to bring no comfort. Michael stood up between him and his wife and looked into his heart. Something there seemed to be in his face that was not miserable. "If he has heard nothing of my child," thought Michael, "this man must care little for his own fireside." "Oh, speak, speak," said Agnes. "Yet why need you speak? All this has been but a vain belief, and Lucy is in heaven."
"Something like a trace of her has been discovered. A woman with a child that did not look like a child of hers was last night at Clovenford, and left it at the dawning."
"Do you hear that, my beloved Agnes?" said Isabel. "She will have tramped away with Lucy up into Ettrick or Yarrow, but hundreds of eyes will have been upon her, for these are quiet but not solitary glens, and the hunt will be over long before she has crossed down upon Hawick. I knew that country in my young days. What say you, Mr. Maine? There is the light of hope in your face."
"There is no reason to doubt, ma'am, that it was Lucy. Everybody is sure of it. If it was my own Rachel, I should have no fear as to seeing her this blessed night.